This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Mark Hahn will join us in the next segment. He's kind of busy, isn't he, right now?
I think he's busy eating a sandwich.
Okay. So. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate. Give it away during this show. That certificate is not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. And by the way, that tanning certificate is worth over $100. Good, nice little prize. Today's trivia theme is general trivia. And today we have a special guest, Sophia Conrad, a loan processor from Pacific Private Money. You ever heard of that company before?
Who? Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Comes to mind.
Comes to mind. Yeah. Okay. And she's going to discuss compliance regarding mortgages, because she is a loan processor. Sophia, welcome to The Best of Investing.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
So, you know, it's great from time to time to have people who actually run the business for the company versus the talking heads, which is you, myself, and Mark. So,
don't call me a talking head.
Sorry, Mr. Talking Head. So this week we have Sophia Conrad. She's in our compliance and processing department, and it's one of the, I would say one of the two, well, really we have three key areas in the company. It's the origination department, which handles all of the incoming leads and making sure that at a first pass, it's a loan that we can do or not do. And then it's handed off to compliance and processing, which is the department that makes sure that the loan's not going to go bad, or it's not going to go bad for fraudulent reasons, or that the people who say they're on title are actually on title.
Ergo the word compliance.
Yes. So our listeners, those who are investors in Pacific Private Money, whether you're a trustee investor or fund investor, this is really important to know, the inside workings of a company like ours, and ours specifically. And that's why we have Sophia on the show today. And I came up with a few questions to ask. One of them, which is, you know, just these are all tied to the importance of compliance and having a processing department. So, you know, what are some of the things that you do on a daily basis, Sophia, that helps with making sure people who come to us are who they say they are?
Well, good question. So first of all, I like to consider myself, and our whole department likes to consider ourselves sort of backseat underwriters. Mm-hmm. So we sort of consider ourselves to be the catch-all for information that might have slipped through the cracks in the underwriting department. Mm. For example, one of the first things that I do is I verify the signatures on different documents and disclosures that come in from the borrower to make sure that the information is consistent. I also make sure that, you know, email addresses, mailing addresses, all these kinds of things are just consistent on different documents. Every now and then we will have situations where I notice a signature just, it looks like it was done by someone else, or we've got a typed document that comes in with a bunch of the borrower's information that is inconsistent with their application or the document they provide stating the purpose of the loan. I also every now and then will do a little bit of, you know, just light Googling on the borrower. If they claim to be some big wig from this company, I always look it up and just make sure that their picture is actually on the company website. I have actually had a situation where somebody claimed to be a head of an LLC and they were not. So I found that out by just looking at their website and simply saying, where is this guy who claims that he's the co-founder, and who is this other person on their website who is the co-founder but is not on our application?
So, well, I can see the incredible importance in this portion of your company, because, you know, if I'm going to invest $100,000 in the fund or as a trustee investor, I want to know exactly what I'm investing in and not just, you know, some verbal thing.
Right.
You know, you have to basically, you look at, you know, whatever the Department of Corporations or Secretary of State or whatever for like this in the LLC to make sure that this guy really is, you know, the owner or the managing member.
Yeah. It's funny. People think of hard money sometimes as you're putting your finger in the air to see which way the wind is blowing. And if it's blowing the right way, yes, we'll do that loan. But there's actually some serious underwriting, and it takes actually, you know, a lot of eyeballs to make sure that the people and the loans, the real estate, the collateral, all the story makes sense.
Yeah, because you get title insurance on every loan that you do, but there's still other issues you have to combat.
Even with the title insurance, you have to make sure that the exceptions are in line with what your lender and your borrower are expecting. You have to make sure that there are no weird liens on the property, no delinquent taxes or any of that kind of stuff, because even though we have a title insurance policy in place, some of those things that could be considered unexpected if someone wasn't paying attention could become an issue.
Yeah, and so title insurance, it's great to have, but you never want to have to use it. So
exactly.
This is everything that Mirka and Sophia do in their department is to make sure that hopefully we don't have a claim. But one thing that's funny is I'll change this policy, but you know, we try and have a no spending time on social media policy in the office. So you walk around people's desks, you're like, you shouldn't be on Facebook. You should be at work doing your work.
Oh, but this, I could see the benefit.
Yeah. So actually I'm going to change that policy today. So the compliance and processing, you can be on Facebook and LinkedIn because there's a lot of value in actually looking online to see.
Well, that's what I tell my kids is I said, be careful of all the pictures you post, you know, because that stuff follows you forever. And when you apply for a job and they suddenly go, what was this person doing on that party? You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, a lot of what you just described with what the work that you're doing, it really ultimately is for the protection of our investors.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. So gotcha. All right. Ready to cut? Here's a 1 minute break. Okay. We're going to cut to our first commercial break here. First trivia question. What is Lucy's last name in Peanuts? You know, the cartoon strip right with Charlie Brown?
Uh-huh.
What is Lucy's last name in Peanuts? Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. I want to make a quick mention here for Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael. Pizza the way it ought to be. I don't know if you've ever had Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael, but it is phenomenal pizza. Check them out. They're right on 4th Street. Close to McDonald's. I think I'd rather go to Mountain Mike's Pizza is what I'd like to do. Okay, that's our trivia question. Stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, our clients are doing just that. For over a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured by primarily Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on your savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing today. For more information, call us at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 018-97444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. The station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Attention, Bay Area homeowners. Pacific Private Money has a loan program that can help you buy your next home right now. No need to wait to sell your existing home first. Our unique bridge loan lets you tap the equity in your current home to provide up to 100% financing on the home you wish to buy. We're friendly, fast, and ready to help you right now. Call us today for more information. 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150. Or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal Housing Lender. License Cal DRE 01897444.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Mark Hanf is still eating a sandwich, so hopefully he'll be back soon. Otherwise, he's going to miss the whole show and he'll have to be on next week. Our first trivia question was, what is Lucy's last name in the comic strip Peanuts? Anybody?
No.
Remember, her brother's name is Linus. Linus Van Pelt.
Pauling. Oh.
Linus Pauling, yeah.
I'd like to jump in, make everyone feel bad. I was born in 1992, so I have no idea. Happily.
Peanuts. But you do know Peanuts.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I've heard of them in the encyclopedia. They were in there.
Yeah, that's right. Encyclopedia. Yeah. Oh, no. So also, our special guest, that voice, is Sophia Conrad, a Pacific Private Money loan processor. Nam, you have a question for her?
Yeah. It's generally about millennials. Well, no, that'll be another show, right?
Perfect. So, I know everything about millennials.
That's right. So, you know, you're talking about compliance and processing departments. And sometimes when we're doing loan reviews, when we have loan committee, I hear title policy exceptions and title policy issues. Can you tell us about what that means and the importance of title policy review?
Yeah, basically. So as most of you probably know, the preliminary report that gets issued on a property it's an offer by a title company to insure a loan. So they list out exceptions to the title policy and they'll say, this is something that is now a material fact on the property. So even though we'll issue you a title policy, it's subject to this. For example, previous mortgages that were recorded on the property, even sometimes those that weren't recorded on the property, tax liens. A lot of times they have things like they want to review trust agreements or entity documents of owners of the property just to make sure that everything is in line before issuing the policy.
Well, let me ask you a quick question about unrecorded liens. I mean, because if it's unrecorded, theoretically, nobody knows about it.
That's the point of the title policy.
Yeah.
So if someone comes up after we've closed a loan or they've issued a title policy, they'll say, hey, wait a minute, I have a lien against this property. I'm entitled to, you know, whatever I'm entitled to. And the title officer can say, well, we didn't find this in our search, but there are certain title policies that will insure that type of transaction, and they will give our lender priority over that unrecorded loan.
Well, they should, if it's unrecorded, because otherwise no bank would ever make a loan on a house if
there's floating liens.
Yeah,
out there
that's a good way of putting it, floating liens, yeah. I mean, the only thing theoretically they're subject to ahead of time would be real estate taxes, because even an IRS lien that comes, if it's recorded afterward, like, you know, someone buys a house, mm-hmm. gets a loan, 3 years later, gets in trouble with the IRS. The IRS records a lien against the house. That comes after the lender's mortgage. Because, mm-hmm. again, same thing. It's like, hey, how could you ever have a situation where, you know, the bank says, well, wait, we never know if someone's going to get in trouble with the IRS.
Right. So typically, what are the most common liens that you find, like mechanics liens?
We do see a lot of mechanics liens. A lot of them are tax liens. A lot of them are people who haven't paid their property taxes or they haven't paid their employment taxes and the government will put a lien on their house. It's mostly stuff like that. It's mostly financial liens.
And at the end of the day, though, if there are some liens that are uncovered, we don't just say, no, we're not going to do this loan. We may say, you know, we'll do this loan, but these liens have to be cleared out first. So I think we use some of the proceeds from our loan to cure some of these liens.
Or perhaps there might be some liens that are incorrect.
Absolutely.
And that happens. I remember Mark's told a story sometime back where someone had an IRS lien that was incorrect. And then somehow you have to, you know, work around that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And liens that should have been removed and haven't been removed, a lot of times that will that'll cause a hiccup every now and then. If a lender is saying that they're owed money on a property, but the borrower has already paid the loan off, then we have to make sure that that gets taken care of and recorded prior to closing.
And do you ever have a situation where you have to bond around certain things?
I know that it has been done. I personally don't have much experience with that.
Okay. Because I know that some title officers are really wiggy about that.
Wiggy, yeah.
Yes.
And it costs a fortune sometimes to bond around something where you, basically, you know, somebody, you have a the borrower has a dispute with somebody. Let's say it's a mechanics lien. Mm-hmm. And says, I thought I owed this. And, you know, there's a dispute. And if it's small, let's say like $10,000 on a $1 million house, you know, you don't want to hold up refinancing the whole loan or the purchase. So what you can do is effectively take $10,000, but they usually do like twice the amount or stuff, 2.5 times, to push it aside and say, well, let's still do the transaction. You guys can argue about this money later on.
Yeah. We really like to keep things squeaky clean, and we love to just battle it out. So we'd rather just settle it and not have to deal with the bond.
Of course.
So some of what you're talking about too, I mean, a lot of that stuff we work on internally when it's a loan that we make the decisions on when it's a loan that we put in our fund. But can you explain a little bit how, depending on the type of investor you are, you might be more involved with this process with compliance, like as a trustee investor?
Yeah. So the trustee investors are definitely working a lot more closely with us and our underwriters in closing the loans. So they're reviewing the exceptions on all of the preliminary reports. They're reviewing the, like, hazard insurance, for example. They're reviewing the value of the property. They're reviewing everything that we're reviewing, essentially, because we want to make sure that that individual is comfortable putting their money into that investment. So someone who is investing in an individual trust deed with us has to be communicating with us really closely and really be reading and responding to emails and phone calls and just making sure that they're on the same page, not only with our timeline, making sure that they read and review all of these reports in a timely manner.
Sounds like they're better off investing in the fund and let the fund manager go ahead.
Well, when it's the fund, then, you know, that's all managed internally, right?
Yeah, so they don't have to worry about
staff.
That.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, the thing is that the staff will worry about it anyway. So we're so diligent about it. We make sure that nothing slips through the cracks regardless. So it is, you know, if that's something that you like to have control over, then maybe investing in trust deeds is the best thing for you. But at the same time, if you're not available within the next 5 minutes to review documents or send a wire transfer or answer questions and let us know that something is approved, then the fund is probably the most practical.
Yeah, or
because time's of the essence.
Right, or if you, like, what's a lien? You know, what's a mechanics lien? That's probably not something you want to jump in, you know, with your investment. And if you're not comfortable looking at title reports and understanding how they work.
How often do you have to engage attorneys?
I don't know how often exactly. Okay. I mean, not too often.
Not too often,
it doesn't.
Yeah.
No,
usually, it's just between you and the title company.
Yeah. If we have a question of something, we usually are reaching out to the attorneys prior to closing, just to make sure that whatever we're doing is kosher.
Okay.
But we're not really reaching out to them all too much.
All right. And guess who just stepped into the studio? Mark Hahn. Yeah, he'll join us in the next segment. How was that sandwich? Okay. Here's our second trivia
question.
He said
it was great.
It's excellent. Okay. I can smell the onions from here. No, just
kidding. Long meatball sandwich again?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. What was the code name of the build-up to action in Iraq? What was the code name? Okay. Basically, we all know it as Desert Storm. Prior to Desert Storm, what was its code name? Hmm. That's our trivia question, all right? Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. Want to make a quick mention here also for Urban Tavern, which is near Union Square in San Francisco. They're celebrating local food and beer scene with seasonal menus and more than a dozen Bay Area crafts on tap. Also, buy one, get one game day drink deal if you wear your local sports team, you know, professional team. So anyway, that's our trivia question, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com.
More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings and CDs? Are you frustrated by the uncertainty in the stock market? Would you like to learn about a simple, high-yield investment opportunity that features both safety and security features? At Pacific Private Money, our clients earn yields starting at 7%, and their capital is secured by real estate at conservative loan-to-values. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the yields on your savings and IRAs, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificprivatemoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150.
Equal housing lender. License CalDRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Can you believe how long we've been living in this era of low interest rates? It's been for most of this decade. And when we were all expecting rates to go up this year, now we're finding out that low rates will likely continue through 2020. If you're among the rapidly growing segment of people entering retirement age, I'm sure you're concerned over the challenge of growing your retirement savings. And you're not alone. Pacific Private Money has a solution for those seeking ways to significantly boost yields you earn on your retirement savings. And we do it with safety and security features not found in traditional investments like stocks and mutual funds. For more information on how you can supercharge your retirement savings with annual yields of 7% or more, that's right, 7% or more, contact us at 415-883-2150 or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License CalDRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan, and welcoming finally in the studio, Mark Hanf.
Yes, indeed. I got over my hangry attack. And I forgot to eat today. It's like, so I'm sorry I'm late, guys, but here I am
here
to save the day.
Well, let's see if you can answer this question. What was the code name of the buildup to action in Iraq?
So, Get Saddam?
No. So just before it was called Desert Storm.
Yeah.
What was it called before that?
No clue.
You can't remember?
No.
1991? Come on.
It's 1 year before Sophia was born, right?
Yeah. Desert Shield. Remember that?
Oh, Desert Shield, yeah.
We can't blame Sophia. She wasn't born then. That's okay. All right. So now, guys, in the paper not too long ago, or it was in the paper this week, it was announced that rates dropped again, which, remember, Gary Schlossberg, Wells Fargo economist who was on,
yeah,
he said in September, rates are going to drop again.
I know. It's so amazing. I didn't really expect it. I know they were talking about it. I didn't expect the Fed to drop rates again. I'm a little bit surprised they did. The market doesn't know how to react to
it's
that.
It's only a quarter point.
Yeah, but still, well, it's a quarter point on top of a quarter point, a couple of months back. So now they've dropped it 50 basis points in the last couple of months. And I guess it's because there are economic indicators that would suggest that the economy is slowing, growth is slowing. But certainly from, a real estate perspective, which is how we always approach this, lending, real estate investing here, particularly here in California, we have not seen signs in California, neither in the economy nor in real estate, in my opinion, that would indicate that we're heading toward a recession. Now,
and that's where our email question comes in. It says, okay, if the U.S. falls into a recession, will your business suffer?
Well, there's a couple of different types of recessions. Actually, there's many types of recessions, and most recessions don't mimic the one before. Usually, each recession, one thing we do know is the business is cyclical, that the economy is cyclical. So the economy is cyclical, there is a business cycle, and we have periods of growth followed by periods of recession followed by periods of growth. What the catalyst for causing recessions is different every time. And the last recession, the catalyst was the real estate market crash, thanks to the mortgage, the mortgages that blew up, that became
toxic.
Right, the toxic mortgages that were sold to Wall Street that became non-performing. It was a house of cards that fell down. And in that situation, one could make the argument that the mortgage market crash caused the real estate market crash, which caused the general economy to crash. what's interesting is that in most recessions, it's a general economic recession and not a real estate recession. Usually the real there's rarely a real estate recession at the same time that there's an economic recession. In fact, in most recent modern recessions, real estate prices have actually continued to go up during the general economic recession. So when I say two types of recessions, I'm saying there's a general economic recession, which we're all expecting in the next 24 to 36 months. It could be followed by or simultaneous with a real estate recession, but not necessarily. And it could, and again, every market's different. California is different than other states, and certain Bay Area markets are different than maybe some Central California markets or Southern California markets.
And because you're in the lending business, will your business suffer when that happens?
We don't think so. So the alternative financing business, well, let me back up. There's three sources of primary sources of financing today. Conventional financing, which is either from your banks, Wells Fargo, B of A, Chase, Citi, or the other non-bank conventional lenders, Quicken Loans and other places where you can get basically, 4% money. 3.5% to 4% is, conventional loan pricing. Then there's something called non-QM or non-qualified mortgages. That's the fancy term for subprime. No one uses the word subprime. You might hear the word non-prime. And in fact, it was non-prime was being thrown around for a bit, but in the industry, we refer to the non-prime lending is non-QM, and that's going to be your 5.5% to 6.5% on average money. It's not quite the private or hard money rates, but it's not as good as the conventional rates. And then you have the private hard money rates, which are between 8% and 9% in California, higher in other states. And interestingly enough, I don't know how a recession will impact necessarily conventional financing, though I'm guessing it will go down, particularly if home sales slow. But for non-QM and private money, generally speaking, our business goes up during economic downturns because the banks pull back on their financing. Money is harder to obtain generally during a general economic recession. And so alternative financing, companies like Pacific Private Money, that's where the contractors will go, the real estate investors will go, the people who don't check off all the boxes for a conventional or bank loan, they're going to go to companies like ours. Now, is it good for the borrower necessarily to have to, go and pay higher price for money? Not necessarily, but hey, we don't set the rates. The market kind of sets the rates. We set our fees based on what it, takes to have a business model that actually can continue and thrive. We're here to serve, and we're here to fill a niche market for people who need fast, ready, reliable access to capital.
One of these indicators I was thinking about is in your fund, how often is money turning over with loans being paid off? Is it slowing down?
Right. We're in the short-term lending business. If you're a listener to this show, you've heard us say at Pacific Private Money, we are in the short-term loan business, meaning most of our loans are written at 12 months. Now, we'll do 18, 24, 36-month loans, but generally speaking, when people come to us, they're looking to borrow money at our rates, which are 9%, a couple of points, and they have a strategy for the money. They're usually looking to either exit our loan through a conventional loan, cheaper financing, or they're going to sell the property. We generally don't make loans to people who don't have a strategy of either refinancing or selling. We're in the business of making fast, easy, reliable loans to people with a short-term need.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
With that, we're going to cut to our next trivia question here. Mm. And again, this is before Sophia was born, so but she might know this one. Which country did the USSR invade in 1979? Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate, again, which is worth over $100. Which country did the USSR, Russia, invade in 1979? All right, stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. When we come back, we're going to have Deal of the Week. All right?
Also known as Deal O'd Week.
That's right, exactly. All right, stay with us. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Tap into the local food and beer scene at San Francisco's Urban Tavern, just steps from Union Square. Featuring a menu of locally inspired cuisine, Urban Tavern has the distinctive personality of a metropolitan gastropub. It's where the local food and beer scene is celebrated, with seasonal menus and more than a dozen Bay Area craft beers on tap. Convenient to Union Square shopping and walking distance to the theaters, Urban Tavern is a great place to enjoy happy hour before a show. And get this, if you show your game ticket or wear your San Francisco team gear, you can enjoy a buy one, get one free drink on game day, be it baseball, football, or basketball. Of course, Urban Tavern will be showing the games live. Oh, and don't forget, during the holiday season, Urban Tavern is convenient to the ice rink and holiday shopping in Union Square. Make an evening of it with shopping, dinner, and a show. Find Urban Tavern on Open Table and the beer app Untapped. You can also go to urbantavernsf.com.
You probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where that real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Equal Housing Lender. License Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
For over a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Our clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Equal Housing Lender. License Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Now, back to the best of investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today. Actually, next time it'll be the last time. Mm-hmm. One more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Honf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money, and our special guest, Sophia Conrad, who just kind of listened at the last segment.
Right. We're going to expect more commentary from her segment.
I feel all the right. Pressure. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Which country did the USSR invade in 1979?
Starting with that answer, Sophia, go ahead and contribute.
I'm going to go ahead and pass on that one.
Is
I don't want to embarrass
Afghanistan?
Afghanistan. That's right.
Right.
Very
yes.
Good. All right.
Well, they've invaded so many countries, but anyway, it started with the A's and worked my way up.
Algeria. I have to learn to strategize from you, Mark.
That's right. Exactly.
Baltic states would have been the next guess. Wait, that's Monopoly.
Huh? That's true. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Afghanistan doesn't show up on Monopoly.
It was Park Place, wasn't it?
That's right. Exactly. That's right.
When we get to the P's, yes.
Yes. And go to jail. Let's see. Okay.
Deal of the week.
Yeah. Deal. The week.
That's
what
right.
We got?
So this deal this week comes from us by San Francisco and Marin. I think we had a scenario where this is business purpose. So it wasn't for somebody who is purchasing a home to move into. This was an opportunity for somebody to jump on an investment property, but couldn't get bank financing for one thing, partly because of speed. And partly because, really because of speed. This is an opportunity that they had to jump on quickly. Okay. And in this scenario, I think they were buying in San Francisco, or they buying in Marin and had property in San Francisco.
They owned property in San Francisco and they were buying in Marin.
So not selling their property in San Francisco, they were using the equity in it as collateral for the loan to purchase a duplex or investment property in Marin and Larkspur, I think?
They were both investment properties. The one that they were purchasing in Marin was a single family residence, but the property in San Francisco was a duplex.
Got it. So,
and they didn't come up with any money, I don't think, on that one. But they had so much equity in the San Francisco property, you basically gave them 100% financing on the Marin property.
Yep.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Which is not unusual, because a lot of our loans these days, particularly when we help homeowners buy their next home, we do a lot of 100% financing lately. It's become very popular. And in fact, we've really started marketing that 100% plus financing to realtors, because now we're living in a highly competitive real estate marketplace, particularly here in California. And you've also got a lot of upheaval where companies are buying other companies. You got Compass buying up smaller independents. You got Realogy doing the same thing. You've got KW that's growing. And so we're getting to, like, you know, almost like the big three, and they're all coming up with ideas and clever ways to help their real estate agents obtain more listings. And so we have realized that what we have with this bridge loan product, this transitional bridge loan that helps homeowners buy their next home without having to come up with any cash if they have sufficient equity in their existing home, that we've realized that this is a tool that realtors can use to get more listings. So if they can find homeowners that want to move but are discouraged because maybe they went to their bank or their mortgage broker and they were told, no, you don't qualify for two home loans, so you're going to have to sell first, or you don't have enough of a down payment, so you have to sell first. And who wants to sell first, move, put your stuff in storage, find an apartment, and then go house hunting? I mean, that just sounds horrible. So a lot of people in California, we believe, feel trapped. Boomers looking to move down, younger folks looking to move up, or just, you know, how do I move out of town to move to buy a home closer to where I'm going to change jobs? So that's been a very important tool for us. It's been our most popular loan product. And when I say 100% plus, let's just say you own a home, it's worth $1 million, you got a couple hundred $1,000 loan, you got a lot of equity, and maybe you're buying a similarly priced home in another market for $1 million. We can lend you more than $1 million for that $1 million purchase price if you have enough equity in your existing home. And why people would do that? Well, number one, it can pay the cost and fees of that $1 million home, because $1 million home costs more than $1 million, right? You got to pay for your financing, you got to pay for your closing costs. What if you want to remodel the home a little bit or freshen it up before you move in? Okay, well, then you're going to borrow a little bit more money. So now you move into your existing home. Maybe you want some more money to remodel and stage and freshen up your home you just moved out of, because, hey, you want to capture the highest market price you can. Yeah. So we will, we call it our 125% loan program, because we'll go up to 125% of your purchase price if you have sufficient equity in your existing home. So again, it's just a great tool for realtors and mortgage brokers and other professionals out there, as well as homeowners.
And so, how do people get a hold of you?
So for more information, you know, website's always the easiest way to get a hold of us. We have a website that lists our, you know, our local phone number, not some random 800 number. It has our address, it has our faces, our names, our email addresses are even there too. We don't hide in our website. We're a very transparent company. Go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. It talks about our various loan programs. But really what you want to do is pick up the phone and call one of our agents. When you call our number, you don't get an auto attendant. We have live people in our office who answer the phones and direct you to the person who's available to talk to you about anything, whether you're interested in investing money in a trust deed like Sophia was talking about earlier, or our mortgage pool fund. Nomfund is usually the person who will give you the skinny on that. If you want to know about you want to share a loan scenario with us and have us tell you over the phone whether, yeah, we think we could probably do that. That's how we take most of our loan applications, is over the phone with a quick pitch scenario. We can tell you within minutes that, hey, we, you know, this sounds pretty good. If everything checks out, yeah, we can probably do this. We can get you a letter of interest or a funding commitment fairly quickly. So again, PacificPrivateMoney.com, or call us 415-883-2150.
You know, if I can go back to one of the things you were talking about earlier with respect to the bridge loans, or people who take advantage of the bridge loan to repair or update the home that they're departing.
Yeah.
Once they move into the home that they're purchasing, you know, Patty Cohn was on a previous show, maybe a couple of shows ago. She said really the norm now is to list a home, the best practice, and really it's becoming industry standard, is that the home is move-in ready.
Yes, so absolutely.
It's almost like you have to have your
move-in ready
to before you list it. I mean, as a condition of listing it.
I think people, I'm guessing it's because people are busy and they don't have time.
Home buyers want move-in ready.
A lot of home buyers are younger, just moving. It's, you know, people who are just getting into their first home, they're so used to turnkey. Everything these days is turnkey. It's immediate. And people don't want to move into a home that needs updating before they move in. So I think that's something that is really, really important. And one of the reasons why people are taking advantage of our bridge loans is that it gives them the opportunity to do that updating so that when they do list, it's turnkey and competitive against other homes that are out.
And the cost of staging too nowadays. I mean, I paid $11,000 to stage my Novato home. I thought, you know, I was remembering the good old days of $2,500 or $3,000. And I was told $11,000 is actually not that much money to stage a home. So again, but the thing with, you want to stage your home because you can get on average 10 to 15% higher price on a home that's staged.
How long did you have to stage it for?
My home sold within 60 days. So it was, it was 60.
Months.
Yeah. So I paid for two months, which I think was the minimum at the time. Was at a minimum.
That's
not fee.
That's pretty normal. That's
Yeah.
It also, it depends on, you know, the price of the house.
Although they do have virtual staging now. I've heard that, you don't have to stage your home, but I still think on the walkthroughs, you want to have furniture in there. So it's interesting. I mean, we're moving in a lot of directions right now, and some people are virtual staging their homes and others are going ahead and biting the bullet.
So were you basically looking at a website?
The pictures on the website have virtual furniture, and it's actually really good. It's almost, you have to look really hard. The better sites are hard to tell. It's not real furniture.
I don't think the stagers are going to like that, but that's okay. All right, people, we don't have another trivia question, but don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back with some closing comments.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, our clients are doing just that. For over a decade, clients at Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured by primarily Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on your savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing today. For more information, call us at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 0189-7444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. The station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Honf and Nam Phan and Sophia Conrad of Pacific Private Money. Got a full house today. No trivia question, but Nam, you've got some events coming up.
Yeah, want to promote the upcoming events in October. So we have three, and we just posted it this week to our database, and we already have 50 people registered for the event. So if you're listening and you're interested in attending any of these locations and venues in October, you better sign up soon because we're going to reach capacity. And we're talking about three events. The first one is October 16th, which is in San Rafael at the Embassy Suites. Following week is October 23rd at the Fremont Marriott. And the last one is October 30th, which is, they're all Wednesdays. And the third one is October 30th at Walnut Creek, in Walnut Creek at the Walnut Creek Embassy Suites. So the interesting thing is, and you won't want to miss this, is Steve Moskowitz is going to be joining us. He's okay. tax.
Right, and Steve's
expert.
The guy that everyone knows as, hey, we can help you pay your taxes for those of you who kind of forgot to pay your taxes maybe for the first few years. And it's funny because that's actually not the majority of his business. He's known for, you know, helping the... you know, bad boys and girls out there who forgot to pay their taxes, which, you know, he does a great job at. But really, the bulk of his business is advising real estate investors on tax strategies. And he's going to talk about some of those tax strategies. And we're going to talk about tax strategies surrounding mortgage pool funds and trustees, which
many
of you may not
be aware. I want him to pay my taxes. Will he pay my taxes?
No, he won't pay your taxes, but he'll help lower the bill.
There you go.
As opposed to lower the boom.
Yeah, we had a couple of lunches with him, and that man is a wealth of knowledge. I mean, you're not going to want to miss attending one of these events.
He's actually very—he's funny and personable.
He is.
Yeah. And you have a special MC.
Yes. Yeah. We have Chip Franklin from KGO.
Yeah. Afternoon drive time air personality Chip Franklin, who has been helping us with some of our marketing and promotion. The guy is a wealth of referrals and a super nice guy. I've really enjoyed working with him, and he's going to be there to MC. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be, you know, our presentations, presentation on steroids.
But the most important thing is you're going to have food there, right?
Well, food and yes, food and drink.
Food and drink. So how do people sign up if they're interested in coming to any of these seminars?
They can certainly give us a call at 415-883-2150, or they can go online at www.pacificprivatemoney.com. Events. So go to the events page.
They can also go to their local sandwich shop, and Mark Hompf might be
yeah, you're solving my hangry situation by finally eating something.
That's a combination
one deli
of hungry
at a time.
And angry, right?
One deli at a time. That's right.
So we have just about another minute before we have to do our thoughts.
So we can't go and deep dive into the article that one of our favorite economists came out with his fall newsletter.
Christopher Thornburg with Beacon Economics came out with his fall report. And the headline is this: still no recession in sight. California bruised, not broken by trade disputes. So real quick, from the inverted yield curve to the trade war with China to the length of the current economic expansion, hand-wringing over a coming national recession continues to spiral despite a lack of evidence that a downturn is imminent. So,
and by the way, anybody who's in approaching a situation of inverted yield curve, give the money to me and I'll hold it for them.
That's okay. Right.
And don't pay anybody to hold your money.
And that's Edward, right. How do people get a hold of you? I'm just kidding.
So. Edward, I've noticed that there are lots of holes in your pockets. Can you
yeah, exactly. Just write the check to the Edward Brown Fiji Island Fund. So just kidding, audience.
He just kind of summarizes it, Christopher Thornburg does, with where's the overall economic turbulence? This feels a bit like crying wolf.
There
so you
got
to check out his report. Go to beaconeconomics.com.
All right, guys, we're going to cut out, guys and gals. We're going to cut out for the day. We got a couple of sports thoughts for the day. Yogi Berra said, when asked what his hat size was, he answered, I don't know. I'm not in shape yet. Okay. And John Kruk, remember him from the Phillies? Mm. Upon seeing Lake Michigan for the first time, asked, well, what ocean is that? I like that. He's a nice guy. Okay, tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's business leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.